Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Seth and I'm a missionary here at Damascus where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading during the Solemnity of Saint Joseph. So happy Solemnity, everybody. And the gospel for today is Matthew chapter 1, verses 16 and then 18 through 21. A lot of what I wanted to hit on here was just the value of a strong father in the life of Jesus. And yeah, it's crazy that Jesus, being God, God the Father, like, gave Jesus a natural father who could lead him and guide him and in all the ways, not just spiritual, but in natural ways. And Jesus was able to grow so well during this. And one of the scriptures, which I find it interesting, is it talks about Jesus growing in wisdom and in favor. And this was all under like the authority of Saint Joseph and God the Father, of course. But anyways, the gospel goes like this. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. I want to stop right here, even though it's not quite over, because of one of the main qualities that stands out here about Saint Joseph is his gentleness and compassion. We see that Joseph had so much reason to believe that Mary, you know, like, went against the law, went against him by going behind his back and bearing a child. But we see his compassion and gentleness even through that, which is so important in just a man's life, in a woman's life, just to have that gentleness and compassion. Moving forward, it says, such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. When Jesus awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. What I want to highlight here, and this is so crucial, is that Joseph was a man of action. As soon as the angel commanded him, he took his wife, did as the angel commanded, and was not afraid. He was so secure in his foundation and in the Lord's word that he just went. And there's a few other things about this. Earlier today, I was talking with a friend about the importance of shoulder posture. And so shoulder posture, it signifies your authority. When you're slouched over, it's kind of like you're letting other things happen to you, like you're below them. But when you're standing up straight, it's just a preparedness, a readiness, a authority. And it's so important that Jesus would have a man like that in his life to show the confidence in who Jesus was to cast out evil. So anyways, this has been a scripture reflection on Matthew chapter 1. Again, my name is Seth Hallway, and thank you so much, St. Gabriel, for the ways you bless us at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and its programs, visit us at damascus.net.